We'll move to number 16, Charles Meigs County Game Production Area Land Donation. Ryan Wendinger, our Habitat Program Administrator, will be joining us virtually.
Yeah, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
All right. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Ryan Wendinger here with Game Fish and Parks. I'm the Habitat Program Administrator. I'm going to be working, I guess, on the next three agenda items here, but we'll start off with the Charles Meigs County land donation. Advance my slide here. So back in September, we received a public our probate notice from the Curtis R. Caberna estate property, or estate, I guess. And they, Curtis had left in his will a donation of approximately 80 acres to Game Fish and Parks, which is located in eastern Charles Meigs County. I talked to his niece and gathered some information from his obituary just to kind of maybe shed a little light on him himself. He's a lifelong member of the community of Wagner. He served in the Army and returned back to Wagner to the family farm. He's an avid hunter. He cherished the time he spent with outdoors hunting with family and friends. It's a good pastime that brought him a lot of joy and then forged lots of lasting memories. Obviously, many of us can relate to that. And so I just want to share a little bit about him and his life, I guess. So the photos there on the bottom are photos of the property, just to kind of give you guys a little view of what it looks like out there.
And Ryan, I'm going to stop you real quick. We're seeing a double image here, so I want to make sure we're able to see the whole
Sorry.
thing.
I apologize for that.
Oh,
I got
there we
two.
go. Okay, you've got it. Thank you.
I apologize for that. I had two screens on my computer here, and I was overlapping the other, so I apologize. So there's a couple of the photos, if you guys can see those, of the property. Some really great habitat out there, and just kind of give you a picture of what it looks like. So the property is located about 4 miles west and 6 miles south of Delmont. In the will, it lists the property to be exclusively used for wildlife management and public hunting purposes. He also requested that the property be identified out there on the property, as well as any maps, publications, things of that nature within the department as the Curtis R. Caberna Game Production Area. Currently, about 75 acres are enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Program through 2032. Like I said, it's got great upland habitat conditions out there. Much of the new CRP that's in is native wheatgrasses, things of that nature, really good cover, really good dense nesting cover out there on the ground. Great looking property. There's good access to it off the gravel road to the west. And then the photos there below, the aerial map, as you can see, there's a couple of small wetland basins within there, and then a photo of a dugout that's on the property as well. We have submitted a public notice out to the county commission, as well as newspapers, to get this on the out for the 30-day public comment. I'm not going to ask to take any action at this time, but we'll bring it back to you guys at our December meeting to take action to either accept or deny the property. I'll just give you also additional part that's in the will. If you guys decide to not accept the property, the secondary option is for the property to go to be donated to the South Dakota Parks and Wildlife Foundation. So just want to make you aware of that as well. And with that, I'll stand by on this particular action or this particular agenda item. And if you have any questions, sure take them at this time.
Any questions for Ryan on the Charles Meigs County Game Production Area land donation? Looks like there are no questions at this time, so thank you for that information. And I know we have you down for the next couple of items here, 17 Cotton Slough Land Exchange. So if you want to begin information on that one, please do so.
Yeah, you bet. So this one here, this one's Cotton Slough Game Production Area. It's a land exchange that we're bringing to you as an information item this time at this meeting. This one here is located up near the town of Watertown. And the map there on the right, you can see County Highway 20 there, just on the northeast corner of Lake Compesca. Right across the road to the north and east there is the game production area. The adjoining landowner Clay Shugard, is a adjoining, he has a property there kind of on the top part of the map. He owns a farm there, and has done some grazing for us on the property there in the kind of northeast corner of our property from time to time to help us manage some of the grass there. About a year ago or so, discussions started with Mr. Shugart and a few other staff up in that area around a potential land exchange due to a few issues that have been taking place there in some of the boundaries and whatnot. So Gayla Sergeant is another landowner. She's had issues with some trespass. Kind of, if you can see on the aerial map there, there's an arrow pointed to the trespass issue, kind of general location. And you can see on the map there that there's some roads that are coming in on some of our property that allow people to get into some of the ponds there. And one of our roads runs right alongside of some of her property, and then some water kind of dissects her property and kind of creates this piece off on its own that has created some boundary issues in that location. GFP users that we have out there that are utilizing the property, they have a hard time getting to that northeast corner up there by Mr. Shugard's place. That water that dissects the property across our game production area makes it difficult for hunters to get up in that location. Even in the wintertime, staff had said that the water or the ice in there doesn't freeze real well and it's just difficult to access for our users. And they've also stated that fence along our boundary there running southwest to northeast has been very difficult to maintain. Got fluctuating water, cattails, just a tough spot to try to maintain a boundary in there. So following some discussions with staff, staff worked with all the parties there to kind of identify some preliminary parcels to exchange. We worked through an appraisal process and then adjusted some of those boundaries just slightly to make the properties of equal value, utilizing a certified appraiser. So the parcel there on the top in yellow is about 12.32 acres. It's currently owned by Game Fish and Parks. Parcel on the bottom there in aqua color that's further south on the map is owned by Gayla Sergeant, about 21.64 acres in size. So we worked through that process of getting appraisals done, getting boundaries kind of so that everything is equal in value, platted out the final parcels, and then pending commission's approval, Mr. Shugart would acquire the 21.64 acres there on the bottom from Ms. Sergeant under their own terms that they agree upon. And then following that, GFP would exchange with Mr. Shugart the top parcel there for the bottom parcel. So I know this is a little confusing, so I tried to create a map here at the end that would show kind of the final property lines of what things would look like once the exchanges happen. So Mr. Shugart would own those 12.32 acres on the north end there by his farm site. And then Game Fish and Parks would acquire east of that channel of water that kind of dissected Gayla Sergeant's property in the past. So just kind of straightening things out, putting that boundary from northwest to southeast in a place that is much more obtainable to maintain boundary signs, fences, things of that nature, and try to clean things up. And that was agreeable by all parties, I guess, is a great location for the new boundary. So how would this benefit the various different landowners here, and including ourselves? It would improve access for our users along the west side of that channel there by that road that historically has had some issues with some trespass, things of that nature. It opens up that water channel going up into that wetland in the back there to be able to be used with kayaks, small boats, things of that nature. Increases the hunting opportunities there for upland and waterfowl in that channel. And then, like I said, just puts that boundary in a much better location for all surrounding parties there. Benefits to Mr. Shugart, he's obviously going to acquire some grazing land there that he has used in the past from Game Fish and Parks from time to time for management, and now he'll own that to be able to utilize for his farming operation. And then benefits to Mrs. Sergeant is that, you know, she had some land there with some trespass issues not being, you know, particularly used, and just this helps clean things up much better for her operation as well. So that's all I have on this particular agenda item. And again, this one we'd bring back for you next month to take action. Public notices have been issued on this one as well. So I'd stand by for any questions here.
Very good. Thank you, Ryan. Any questions on this particular land exchange. Seeing no questions or comments at this time, we'll let it go forward for final consideration next month. And with that, Ryan, I see you are also on 18, the introduction of the new Newton Hills game production area.
Yeah, you bet. So again, Ryan Weniger here, Habitat Program Administrator, in case anybody's just joining us, wanted to identify myself again. But here, the Newton Hills land acquisition. This one has been in the works for quite some time. Many of you commissioners had been on site back in June of 2023, I believe, and took a tour down there. We took a tour of the lodge there and a few different things. So maybe that'll spark some remembrance of what the property is. But it's been a long journey to get where we're at, but I'll share some information here. So conversations started with the Boy Scouts of America back in the spring of 2021, around about 222 acres that they were looking to sell, that adjoined the Newton Hills State Park and a couple of our game production areas there by Canton. In November of 2021, after the commission approved the acquisition of those that property, after some negotiations took place, I know Secretary Roebling was much involved in that discussion with the Boy Scouts of America and was a spearheading part of this acquisition from the beginning, and we thank him for that. GFP purchased about 10.2 acres there around what was previously a camp residence. That 10.2 acres is right off the main highway there. That's the lodge that we toured as a commission back in 2023. The Conservation Fund purchased the remaining property there, about 212 acres, and held that for game, fish, and parks while we were applying for some grants. In April of 2022, we did a no-payment walk-in area contract with the Conservation Fund. We knew it was going to take a little time to get through the grant process and get things closed on, as Game Fish and Parks actually owning the rest of that property. And so we opened it up under walk-in area contract just to get hunters in there and allow them to utilize it for a couple of years, which was very thankful of the Conservation Fund for doing that. So we worked alongside the Conservation Fund, who really led the effort in applying for a USDA Forest Legacy Program grant back in 2022. Fortunately, they weren't successful. That go around just wasn't enough money, and we didn't compete high enough across the country to get awarded then. Went through the process again in 2023 and were successful, which was great news. So in June of 2023, we were awarded $1.49 million towards the acquisition of those 212 acres that remain. Closed on the property in September, officially deeding the property from the Conservation Fund over to Game, Fish, and Parks. 36 of those acres are going to go to the Parks Division for Newton Hills State Park addition there, and they'll connect the main park to that park residence kind of in the bottom, connect that property for the park. And then the remaining 176 odd acres will be serving as a wildlife game production area and will adjoin our Johnson game production area. And I'll show a map here in a bit, but just want to send a thank you to everybody who's involved with this. It was a long process to get where we are, several times of applying for grants to get to where we are today to help cover that cost. The Boy Scouts of America played a big role, obviously, in selling the property and working with us on that project, I guess, to get here today. Department of Ag and Natural Resources, Conservation Forestry Division was a big help. They did the Ford Stewardship Plan out there with us. They're the ones that would, the funds for the Forest Legacy Program grant run through the state forestry divisions. And so the funds, the $1.49 million, were able to run through that partner agency, I guess. And so that was a big, big help there on their end. National Wild Turkey Federation contributed some funds to this acquisition, so we want to thank them. The Forest Service, obviously, for the grant funds that they provided and the work along the way to get where we're at. And then the Conservation Fund. We can't say thank you enough to them for what they've done all along the way and helping us through many of the different hoops with the USDA Forest Legacy Program, as they've been through it many times before and were a good guide for us to work through that process. And this is kind of a map and an aerial or a photo of the property. So you can see there on the north end of the property, the Johnson Game Production Area. We've had that for many years. The new property there has a game production area just to the south. Will be an addition to that property. And then around that to the south and east is going to be the Newton Hills State Park, part of that being new there, kind of bolded in purple. And then along the Big Sioux River, we acquired a few acres there to connect Johnson GPA to our McKee GPA and finish out that section of the Big Sioux River for opportunities of things like fishing and access to the river there. So yeah, just a long journey, but a very successful project that'll be used by many people in the Sioux Falls and Southeast area community for many years to come. Like I said, just want to thank everybody, and we wanted to kind of announce that this is kind of the final part of the process here to get closed and get it transferred over from Conservation Fund and over to Game Fish and Park. So stand by for any questions on this one as well.
Very good. Thank you, Ryan. Any questions for Ryan on the Newton Hills game production area, new sections, comments? Seeing none, job well done. Incredible information for us today and good work. Thank you for that.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. We are going to continue.